Sarah, thanks so much for talking to us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
So tell us about what you set out to do in this Nova Special Addiction. There are speakers in your program that say abstinence and 12-step programs are setting people up to fail, that there's almost 100% chance of relapse. Now, that's a really strong statement to make. And I know West Virginia Public Broadcasting, we've been convening community events, gatherings, discussions this summer, this fall, to discuss treatment and recovery. And it is a very divisive subject.
It really is.
In some communities, the non-medication therapy versus medication-assisted therapy. But your film takes a stand.
It does. But at the same time, I think in the film, we followed stories of people who recovered without any treatment whatsoever. It's rare, but it happens. And who also did use a faith-based program. I mean, there's not one path to the top of a mountain. You know, there are people, especially people like doctors, lawyers, pilots, people who became addicted later in life, who maybe didn't go down the path towards heroin, for whom can use kind of the self-help modality of 12 steps. But for the vast majority of people struggling with opioid addiction, the evidence is a lot of people go into these abstinence-based treatment programs and come out and relapse. And they have the outcomes are better if they get onto medicated-assisted treatment. I know it's highly controversial, and it was, but I know that medications like Suboxone, a lot of people will tell me it's the new heroin. When I was looking into it, it seemed like the biggest problem is when it's not available and there's a black market for it because people are desperate to try to get some help to, you know, not go into withdrawal to help control their cravings. But the evidence, I mean, I'm only reporting on the evidence. I'm not trying to advocate. But the evidence shows that you have a greater chance at, you know, recovering if you have an opioid addiction and you started early, especially in life when your brain was still forming. You have a greater shot at recovery on medication-assisted treatment.
How about a little science lesson? You mentioned what is happening in the brain. The film focuses on dopamine and how dopamine levels really are center when it comes to the topic of addiction.
It does because, you know, drugs of abuse flood your brain with so much dopamine. They're among the most powerful experiences a person can have. And the memories that are formed from using drugs, they stay in your brain for a long, long time, and they create powerful cravings. And it's the cravings that cause so many people to relapse repeatedly. So, you know, the other problem that happens is your brain is struggling to regain its balance. And one of the things it does is it cuts its own production of dopamine. And so when you come down from using a drug, your body is no longer making the amount of dopamine you need. And so you see people who have a really hard time getting out of bed, you know, getting motivated, you know, because dopamine is just necessary for us to get up and go and accomplish things. And one of the things that medications like, you know, Suboxone or methadone do is they normalize dopamine levels.
And so you visit West Virginia. Tell us what you learned about addiction through your time here.
I spent almost 2.5 months in the state of West Virginia. And it's an incredible state because, you know, there's this tragedy going on with the opioid addiction, and at the same time, there's incredibly innovative work in the state of West Virginia. The response plan that, you know, Dr. Raul Gupta drew up at the West Virginia, you know, Department of Public Health was so forward-thinking. And some of the harm reduction work they were doing in the rural communities there, trying to educate people about Narcan, trying to educate people about, you know, how to stay safe and not spread infectious diseases. The other thing that really impressed me was the Suboxone clinic that Dr. James Berry was running in Morgantown. To me, it was just a model of, you know, you have a lot of people that want treatment and you don't have enough access. And he was seeing people in groups, 12 people at a time, and then going on and giving them group therapy. And it was a very well-run program, and people seemed to be getting better.
I guess one of the big takeaways from your film is that our drug treatment in this country is outdated, expensive, and at times deadly.
I would agree. I mean, the thing that really amazes me is we have like almost, we have 19.7 million Americans with a substance use disorder. And 92%, I just looked at the most recent data, do not receive treatment. Even, and we have highly effective medications right now for treating opioid use disorder, and yet only 4% of U.S. doctors have the ability to prescribe it. I know people will say Suboxone isn't a perfect medication, but, you know, we tolerate some risk. We'll let 100 people take a baby aspirin to prevent one heart attack. If you treat two people with buprenorphine or Suboxone, you're stopping one overdose death. And as important as it is to use Narcan to stop people from dying, it's also important to then keep them from going into acute opioid withdrawal, to give them medications that stop the cravings, that can stabilize their lives and allow them to engage, to reclaim their lives. With effective treatment, people can get better. It's not hopeless.
Sarah Holt, producer of the upcoming Nova special, Addiction, thanks so much for talking to us.
Well, thank you.